The greatest return of value that CBH can give our growers is through our storage and handling fees. And our board is absolutely focused on ensuring that our paddock to port supply chain is as low cost as possible. And we've been putting a lot of effort into reducing cost out of that supply chain over a number of years, and this year is no different. And a result of that focus on costs and the implementation of our network strategy, we're going to be able to hold fees flat going into the 16-17 year, which we're pleased about.
You talk about that network strategy, and of course part of that strategy has been rationalisation, which has frustrated some growers. Is this holding fees flat strategy going some way to, I suppose, appease those people?
Well, part of the network strategy was always about low sustainable fees. So this is an outcome of that rather than a response to it. Having low sustainable fees ongoing was certainly part of the reason why we've been communicating our network strategy to growers, and this is the outcome for the first year.
You're also introducing some changes to storage and handling. Can you tell us about that?
We've had Grain Express since 2008, and as an integrated system, it has worked really well. It's an efficient supply chain. Growers and customers across Australia like it. But we recognise there's some additional flexibility we can give that will live alongside Grain Express and what we're now going to be calling CBH Integrated, which is our base product. And effectively, we're going to add two new offerings. One will be a site entitlement product, where marketers will be able to buy grain off growers at a site. And this will be particularly attractive to domestic customers who have certain sites they have preferences for freight to their own factories. And we're also introducing a vessel direct product, both during harvest and outside of harvest, where growers and marketers will be able to work together to link up harvest deliveries directly onto marketers' vessels and achieve a supply chain discount or saving by doing that, which we're really excited about, creating a new, more efficient supply chain as part of our product offering.
Do you think there is a concern that it could cause, you know, a bit of a bidding war between marketers, which may be great for farmers and their grain prices, but perhaps not so great for the system as a whole?
No, and if that was the outcome, I think that would be a very positive outcome. But I think the customers will see the ability to be able to purchase grain through the network at a time when it's traditionally quite difficult to, which is during harvest, and growers will see the opportunity to get a reduced supply chain cost. So I think both sides will see this very positively. We've done a series of consultations with our customers already, and they are very positive about the product. Harvest shipping is always a challenge for them, particularly getting to be able to buy and have grain nominated to them during harvest, and CBH making that more attractive to growers to do so is certainly positive for them. From a grower side, they're getting access to a lower cost supply chain, which will hopefully be attractive to growers. And from CBH, we are genuinely creating a lower cost supply chain, which will cost us less. We have obviously less handling of the grain, and we can pass those savings back to growers, which is a really positive thing.
David, how will you ensure that marketers are kept, I suppose, happy through that delivery season? As you mentioned, growers will have the ability to sell directly to marketers and directly to those grain vessels. And we know it's a very busy time of year. How will you make sure that everybody is happy, they can get all the logistics lined up and actually physically get grain both to the bin and on the vessels?
Yeah, so it will add some sort of complexity to the way we accumulate vessels going forward and add a little bit of uncertainty to the way we accumulate vessels. But we're very confident that we'll be able to manage that uncertainty and the benefit of doing so and that saving in the supply chain of encouraging more harvest shipping and linking up growers more directly to that harvest shipping will well and truly outweigh any complexity that it creates.
David, these two strategies or the introduction of services, I mean, are they needed to try and compete with Bunge, who's, you know, really been growing steadily in terms of its accumulation since they entered the marketplace? Are you starting to feel that pinch?
I think this is certainly about our competitiveness, not just locally, but internationally. As the supply chain cost between a paddock and our international customers doesn't compete just with Bunge or with the East Coast, but also competes against North America, South America, the Black Sea, et cetera, and any ways that we can make our supply chain more efficient and reduce cost in that pathway from moving grain from the paddock to those customers, we're endeavouring to explore and exploit. And this is certainly one option. I'm sure this won't be the only one. Over time, we will come up with more and more of these and try and create additional flexibility and more efficiencies, but this is certainly a really good first step in the right direction.